story of Jad Bharat. This is the third life of the Kshatriya king Bharat, who is a former emperor of India and the entire world. This is his third birth. First birth, he was a king, then a deer. He fell down to a deer, then he became born. His third birth as Jad Bharat, he was born as a Brahmin. Oftentimes it's told in Puranas that people gradually elevate themselves up the Varnas and up the Ashramas till they finally become Brahmins and Sannyasis and Vairagis and totally detached from everything and anyone in this material world, become fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness. And at that point they attain the perfection of life and go to the spiritual world to eternally serve Radha Govinda Yuga in the groves of Vrindavan. After giving up his body as a deer, Maharaj Bharat's third birth was the son of a pure Brahmin in the Angira Muni Gotra. He was thoroughly learned and had all good qualifications. He was satisfied, tolerant, gentle, non-envious. He was always in a trance of self-realization and bhakti yoga. He had two wives and begot many sons. He also remembered his past life, and he was very careful and conscientious not to fall down again due to bad association of non-devotee relatives and neighbors. So he kept himself totally aloof, and according to society, social norms, he is considered a little bit mad, because he was just simply within himself, always thinking of Krishna's charan, chanting his glories. He did everything he could to avoid bad association. Some people said he's mad, he's pagal, pagal Bharat, pagal madman, Jad Bharat. Jad means stone-like, dull, foolish. Jad Bharat's father was very affectionate to him, and he raised him as a brahmachari, but seeing him unfit for marriage, should not even try. Jad Bharat appeared, always displayed very mad and contrary behavior in front of his father, so his father became frustrated in trying to train him and teach him. For example, his father told him to wash his hands after passing stool, and he would wash his hands first, and then pass stool. His father tried to teach him how to chant Gayatri Mantra. Om Bhur Bhuvak Swaha Tat Savitur Varanyam. But after 4 months of repeatedly, consistently, and over again trying to teach him this simple mantra, Jad Bharat couldn't pick it up, or at least he pretended that. So his father gave up. He said, "What kind of Brahmin is this? He's Jad, he's stone-like, he's stupid." Still, his father was very attached to him, like his life and soul. He tried to teach him in Vedic knowledge and cleanliness and all these things. Eventually, his father died, and Jad Bharat, he was very mistreated by his brothers because he was such an avidut madman. He would eat whatever he could get by begging or whatever came of its own accord. He didn't care whether it was tasteless or stale. He was completely liberated from the material concept of life. He was built strong and muscular like a bull. He didn't care for the seasons or the wind or rain. Nothing bothered him, and he was naked all the time. He slept on the ground, never bathed. His body was very dirty. He wore dirty cloth for a loincloth. His sacred thread had long since become black instead of white. He used to work to earn money to buy his food or work for his food. So his brothers took advantage of his strength and energy, and they engaged in all kinds of difficult agricultural work. But he accepted whatever he was asked to do as nectar. He never complained. One dacoit caught him one day deciding to make a human sacrifice to goddess Bhadrakali. So he prepared a sacrificial altar and installed the goddess Kali, started doing puja, and prepared to sacrifice him. Suddenly, when they were about to chop him in half, Bhadrakali furiously burst out of the deity. She grabbed the sacrificial sword and cut off all the dacoits' heads. And her associates, the Dakinis, they drank all the hot blood flowing from the necks of the demons. And they were a little bit mad and they started singing, dancing around wildly. Meanwhile, there was one Sindhi king named Rahugana. He was from Sindhu, it means Sindhi. He was a Sindhi king, Rahugana. He met Jad Bharat. So they engaged him in carrying heavy loads. Specifically, he asked him to carry the king's palanquin, his personal carrier. But Jad Bharat was so advanced in spiritual consciousness, he wouldn't hurt an ant. So he was hopping and skipping as he carried the palanquin, giving a very bumpy, jolting ride, very uncomfortable. And the king Rahugana, the Sindhi king, got angry. "Hey, what are you doing, you stupid, you puggle?" So all the other carriers, palanquin bearers, they became very careful. So Rahugana got angry. So then Rahugana addressed Jad Bharat. He said, "Listen, you seem to be very tired. I think due to your old age, you're too troubled." So he was criticized with sarcastic remarks, but he did not respond and was unaffected. Remained silent. Continued carrying, and then again the king was jolting around. He got angry this time. Second time he said, "You rascal, I'm your master. I'm going to punish you like Yamaraj." So Rahugana was definitely on the bodily platform of life. Then Bharata replied to him, "My dear king, it's true I have not worked very hard. Because the body is the carrier of the palanquin, and not I, the detached soul. You said I'm not stout and strong, and these are true, because you don't know the difference between the soul and the body. The body may be fat or thin, but you can't say the spirit soul is fat or thin or muscular or weak. Bodily and mental distress, hunger, thirst, fear, attachment, anger, lamentation, these are bodily transformations. They don't affect the Atma. I have nothing to do with these things, nor am I affected by your chastisement. My dear King Rahugana, you foolishly think you are the master. Therefore you're trying to control and order me. But tomorrow you may be the king, but today you're the king, but tomorrow you may be the slave. Everyone is forced according to their karma. King, you call me rascal, dushtaman, crazy, dull, pagal. All right, I'm living like a madman, but I've realized the soul. King Rahugani, what will you gain by punishing me? Even if I'm really a madman, your punishment will not affect me. Will not cure my madness." After hearing this, these words of Jad Bharat touched the king's mind. He exited from his palanquin, offered dandavats at the feet of Jad Bharat, and begged to be excused for having insulted a Brahmin. He said, "Oh Brahmana, you're covered. No one understands your real identity. But you must be one of those great souls, like liberated souls like Dattatreya. I think you've come to benefit us. I'm not afraid of anything, but I'm afraid of offending a Brahmana. You're walking around like a puggle, covering your spiritual knowledge. But please, can you explain these transcendental subjects more clearly? I consider you a representative of Kapiladev. Oh, spiritual master, please tell me the real shelter in this world. I'm a very attached king, and I'm begging for your mercy and enlightenment. You said the relationship between master and servant is not factual, temporary, but it appears so. Please enlighten me. Chadbar replied, when you were talking about relationship between master and servant, this is all in the context of material activities. Just like a dream is actually false, the material happiness enjoyed in this life or next is insignificant. As long as the mind is contaminated by the three modes of nature, one cannot understand reality. Learned persons say that bodily appearance, bondage, and liberation are caused by the mind. When the mind is absorbed in sense gratification, it brings about conditional life and its concomitant sufferings. When one is devoid of Krishna consciousness, he becomes absorbed in the ideas and illusions and desires created in a material mind. Dreaming and waking, he's ignorant of his true self. King, you should learn to control and conquer your mind by bhakti yoga. Listen, King, all the living entities have different bodies, but they're simply transformations of earth, and they only exist for in name only, and again, their bodies will mingle with the earth element. The body of a king is just another transformation of earth. But you think falsely to the Ahankar that you're the king. A king should act as representative of God and guide the citizens on the spiritual path. However, when a king wants to exploit the citizens for his own enjoyment, he becomes degraded. Vasudeva Krishna is behind all this manifestation. Unless one covers his body with the dust from the feet of great devotees, he cannot realize God. In my previous life, I was also a king. And I can remember my past life. But somehow I became attached to a deer and lost my human form and became a deer for one life. So now I'm staying detached from everyone. Then Bharat described the forest of material enjoyment. The conditioned soul works very hard in this material world, engaged in auspicious and inauspicious activities. Hopefully he can make a profit. There are many plunderers in this forest of material enjoyment, tigers, jackals, that take away whatever we've accumulated. Everyone's looking, running here and there in this material world, looking for success. But he's frustrated. Sometimes he imagines some wonderful engagement in his mind, but then he finds it doesn't turn out. Sometimes in doing business, he's cheated again and again, and continues to try to make newer and newer arrangements. You're a victim of the external energy, my dear king, and you're absorbed in material enjoyment. You should give up your kingly position and attachment and practice bhakti. This way you can cut all your illusions and cross over the ocean of birth and death. King Rahugan replied, it's not amazing that by covering oneself with the dust of a great devotee, one can attain bhakti. Because that's happened to me. I briefly associated with you, and now I'm free from doubts and my false ego and my lack of discrimination. I'm convinced, even though I'm so dull-headed, I'm convinced by your arguments, which are pure and correct. I offer my respects to you. So Jed Bard was a very kind-hearted Vaishnava. He illuminated the king about his constitutional identity as Krishna's eternal servant. Chadbhart forgave the king, forgot about his insults, and went wandering along the earth before. Prakshit said, my dear Shukadev, I very much appreciate it. Can you explain the whole meaning of this allegory of the forest of material enjoyment and the businessman trying to make a profit going there? So then, Shukadeva explains the allegory he gives an explanation. In other words, there's a merchant, a businessman goes into the forest to collect various wood and herbs and plants or whatever he can get there to make a profit, but then he loses. So that businessman is compared to the person in the material world. So now Shukadeva will unravel that allegory that was spoken by Jad Bharat. Shukadeva Goswami said, a businessman sometimes goes to the forest to get some cheap products, which he can bring back to the city and sell at a good price and make a profit. Similarly, a conditioned soul, greedy for material enjoyment, enters the material world created by Maya, but then gradually becomes so degraded he can't find his way out of the forest of the material world. And he receives various types of bodies, material bodies in this material forest, and enjoys or suffers concomitantly. The money that the businessman makes should be used for Krishna consciousness, but because his mind is uncontrolled and his senses, they steal all that money. And then his so-called members of his family, wife and children, they can be compared to tigers, jackals and foxes, then steal all the businessman's wealth for their own sense pleasure. And this explains all the different analogies, describes all different the allegory. Then he's, because in that allegory he talked about the monkeys, Jad Bharat talked about the monkeys. So he says that just as monkeys jump from one tree to another and always enjoy sex life, but yet they're captured by the hunter, the conditioned soul is also captivated by momentary sex pleasure. He becomes captured or imprisoned in household life. And if he engages in excessive sex, then he gets various incurable diseases and suffers like that. Those who are self-realized take shelter of Bhagavan Sri Krishna to escape this dangerous and fearful, miserable forest of material existence. There's no other way out of this forest of birth and death except by taking shelter of Krishna. Only by this, not by yajna, karma, yoga, anything, only by bhakti. Shukadeva concludes, Jad Bharat indicated a path like the path followed by Garuda. But however, ordinary kings are like flies, and obviously flies can't follow Garuda. So generally, kings, materialistic kings and leaders cannot follow the path of self-realization or the bhakti marg outlined by Jad Bharat or Hugana. But he himself, Maharaj Bharat, was so involved and so advanced that he could easily give up his palace, kingdom, wife, children, and enormous empire in the prime of youth. Although it's very difficult to renounce these things, because he was attached to and fond of and enjoyed serving the Supreme Lord. So this is, says that Maharaj Bharat, when he, in that previous life, Maharaj Bharat, he walked away from everything. Beautiful queens, so many queens, hundreds of queens and palaces and control and low puj pratishtha, money, opulence, fame, worship. He walked away from all those material entanglements, all those material allurements and attachments, just like a person renounces stool after evacuating it. Shri Bharat Maharaj ki jai, Shri Jad Bharat ki jai.